the ban, they should look at it and then lift it, because it's bringing a lot of hardship for us. And the president indicating that on his own view, a lot more needed to be done. I think it's not giving us the right signal, but we will wait and hear from their cabinet meeting at the next before we will know what. But we are still pushing that the ban should be lifted.
Initial information we have is just after the lifting of the ban, then the government is supposed to go on with the implementation of the MMIP. If after cabinet meeting next week decide all the things that needs to be done are not yet in place, so we have to extend the band, how would that affect you?
That means they want the industry to just collapse. And most of the comment that government has made is working with the private sector and to create jobs and also to bring growth, developmental growth. So once the small scale mine has been part of the SME and the private sector, ban have been placed on it and extended, placed and extended. Then at the end of the day, we don't want that industry to thrive. And also, we don't want to give Ghanaian space within the mining industry. That's what I'm seeing, because the MMIP has been approved by cabinet. What is left is the implementation. I don't know why we need to extend this ban. Once all these structures have been put in place for us to be able to implement it. And also the association is partnering with government. You can, if you look at the news, we are clearing the waters of dredges. And so far, since the campaign, we've cleared over 5,000 dredges and all that. So I think where we've reached, the ban needed to be lifted for us all to go and work and do it more appropriately. Just put yourself into our shoes. Imagine you would be out of job for close to a year. And as an entrepreneur, your investment that you've put in place, all is gone. So far, for our research we did on the cost implications of the ban, it's over $551 million on our operations. And the cost of restarting is what is another area that we have to also look at. And because people want to survive, because miners want to survive, a lot of our workers are improvising ways just to survive. Our presence are not felt on the ground. And once it's like you've abandoned your area of operation due to this ban, what happens is the people who are illegal miners takes over.
He said the task force formed by the association is doing well. According to Mr. Ama, 500 illegal miners have been arrested by the task force. Furthermore, the task force is dredging the Broom River.
We are doing very well. Over 5,000 dredges have been cleared since the campaign. Almost 700 people have been arrested, those who are doing actual dredging on the rivers. And we are also collaborating with Vanguard. And the Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources also supported us to do some work on the Broom River. So far, we are in the Eastern region alone. We've made about 31 arrests. And then we've cleared the river. We've traced also to areas that some large-scale companies are working who are also charging into the river body. So all these reports are there that we've sent to the ministry for the necessary and the further actions taken. But one challenging aspect is around the central region, where the task force arrested some illegal miners who were dredging, sent them to the police, but the same people were re-arrested again. That means I don't know how they managed to leave that place and then come to the river body again for them to be re-arrested and all that. But so far, so good. The whole Ghana have seen the work we've done. The ministries, lands and natural resources, all the major committee on task force has also commended the work that we've done, and they've also given their support. Because Vanguard is not on the field, still we should be able to keep the momentum and make sure that we mine and mine something up.
General Secretary of the Association of Small Scale Miners, Godwin Ama, speaking to Felix Kofi.